Indie Feed.
Mahogany brown. Beautiful sunrise.
I wondered how to savor your spirit, while you dreamt in colors undetermined by any spectrum so close to touch, as I watched you wither. Shovel sounds of a little girl gone, as he bears on flesh. You fed him with your right hand. Thought the trusting petals would bloom in your left, but only his absence grew. Smiles hindered the closing of doors, and you knew this kiss would last forever. Still, forevers are only moments frozen until the baby cries, the girlfriend calls. The dreams of rock star momentum carry him from you. Had you known any better, your knees would have stayed pressed together. Clasp smoke between your tongue instead of his wetness. Mind the gap. Slippery when worn, and he's worn you. Heavy, dirty, ugly, loveless, wanting more than these hidden layers. Folded between the cracks and crevices of your mind, you ask your mother more than ever. Somehow you know she remembers this heartache. Maybe she kept the antidote for getting on with life. Learn how to dial a phone again. Unlearn his digits loose connection. Learn how to breathe with clothes still pressed. Unlearn his fingers lifting at your dress. Learn how to wear your hair the way you love most. Unlearn his tugging of tresses, the mess he's made you now. Uncivilized girl child, whispering apologies to life unknown. Speak your own name. Find your steps again. Worry never of the woman he made you under bedspreads and dim lights. You will always look this beautiful in the morning.
So here's what most affects me about Mahogany Brown's poetry. You can take any phrase, any couplet, any verse in one of her poems, and it stands alone as a little gem, almost like a proverb. And yet in a piece like this one, or in Single Mother Song, which we put out back in March of last year, you can see how each gem builds upon the last, and they just come together into a really, really nice whole. Speaking of Single Mother Song, that was a piece that we put out all the way back on show number 25. And I wanted to mention that the last time I was at the New Eurekan Friday Night Slam, where Mo is the Slam Master, out of the blue, she did that piece live. And it was such a treat to hear her and see her perform it, since I've loved that piece for so long. Now, I'm not going to give you all of Mo's biography today. You can check out our Poets Index for that. But let me just say that Mo Brown is one of the hardest working women in poetry today. She has so many irons in the fire. As I mentioned, she's the host of the Friday Night Slams at the New Eurekan Poets Cafe in New York City. And I find her to be one of the most charming and engaging slam masters out there. She's also proprietor of PoetCD.com, where you can find and purchase recordings from so many of the great poets in our community and that we feature here on the channel. But today, I want to highlight yet another of Mo's projects. She is the editor of the newly released anthology, His Rib. And let me read to you a little bit about from the publicity material for the book. Here it is. Quote, a collection of poems, stories, and essays about the fallible woman, the sensitive girl child, and the fearless warrior. His Rib offers an inside look at her story. The written works featured in the project include women from both the literary field and the performance poetry circuit, creating a symbiotic kinship between the two art forms. After combing several continents, the women within these pages were found scribing folktales in California, sonnets in New York, producing prose in London, and breaking stereotypes with each stanza in Colorado, Texas, and Canada. The result? A quilt weaved perfectly of compassion, self-respect, discipline, lust, and hunger. Enjoy the crack and thunder of His Rib, unquote. And the poets in this volume are outstanding. Just to name a few, Kristen O'Keefe Aptowitz, Akua Doku, Andrea Gibson, Nicole Homer, Rachel Kahn, Marty McConnell, Lynn Prokop, Queen Sheba, Genevieve Van Cleve, Jean-Ann Verlee, and Kelly Zen-Yi Tsai, and that's just a few. And also the foreword is by none other than Patricia Smith. So you can find out more about this book. It's at www.penmanshipbooks.com. That's one word, penmanshipbooks.com. And when you go there, you're going to notice that Penmanship Publishing Group was created by none other than Mahogany Brown. She says that she found the literary world painfully silent and unyielding to the ever-growing world of performance poetry, and so she created a publishing house. Penmanship is the answer to the performance poet's publishing problem. So, poet, slam master, editor, entrepreneur, publisher, this is just a few of the things that Mahogany Brown does. There's very little she doesn't do, and what amazes me is how well she seems to excel at all of it. So you can buy His Rib at the Penmanship Books website at poetcd.com or directly from the MySpace page, which is myspace.com/penmanshipbooks. And don't forget, you can check out Mo's page at www.mobrowne.com, MOBROWNE.com. So that's it for today, everybody. Thanks for tuning in. Don't forget, you can check us out at performancepoetry.indiefeed.com and at our MySpace page, which is myspace.com/indiefeedperformancepoetry, all one word. Hey, you can write to me, my address, mongo@indiefeed.com. And until next time, this is Mongo, and I am signing out.
IndieFeed.